Welcome to your daily Reddit AI briefing. Here are today's trending discussions. Starting in our /Claude code, user posts about a clever smartwatch theme that has gained 752 points, noting that the text formatting is great at night because people can't read it, making the user feel smart despite relying on Claude. Top comments jokingly critique the syntax, pointing out that it needs quotes around strings to parse in a browser, and correcting the HTML attribute from lang to type. Another highly discussed post titled Anthropic has nerfed every model brings heavy frustration, with users complaining that Opus 5 and Opus 4.8 behave identically and require constant micromanagement, while Sonnet and Fable remain the only viable options. One user remarks about having to decide each morning which model they are going to fist fight, prompting others to reminisce about the reliability of older iterations like version 4.6. A related post humorously critiques Opus 5 for being too verbose. Additionally, a heated discussion emerged around the Claude 20x plan, where users realized that upgrading from the 5x tier to the 20x tier does not actually increase weekly session limits as expected, but merely provides a larger session buffer, leading to accusations of platform throttling and quantization tricks. To cap off the Claude chaos, a major authentication service outage left developers locked out in the middle of critical work before status pages finally confirmed the disruption. Over in our /vibe coding, builders are reflecting on the psychological pull of AI-assisted development. One popular post titled "Why Do I Get Like This?" explores how a developer's 9-to-5 feels completely unmotivating, yet spending hours after work vibe coding apps like AppScout using Django, vanilla JavaScript, and Claude code brings immense personal satisfaction. Another satirical post quips that not everything coded with AI is slop, with top comments joking about artisanal handcrafted prompt engineering. Meanwhile, a developer shared an app project that tracks eye blinks, prompting humorous community reactions and practical suggestions for implementing the 20-20-20 rule to help users with dry eyes. Another developer shared their journey building a worldwide find a bar or restaurant in the Sun web app utilizing OpenMaps API, 3.js, and web workers, leading to clever suggestions from the community to implement a reverse mode for escaping heat waves. Finally, a veteran developer with 45 years of experience asked Claude where their deep architectural background actually moved the needle compared to a pure vibe coder, sparking a rich discussion on the necessity of human oversight and foundational wisdom when guiding AI tools. Moving to our /ChatGPT coding, a user highlighted a frustrating discrepancy in ChatGPT quality across chats, noting that an older, established chat session executed coding tasks flawlessly, whereas starting a fresh chat with a manual briefing led to severe degradation and broken 200-line blocks. Another user shared an existential reflection on how AI made them faster than ever in e-commerce translation and image asset management, while simultaneously inducing feelings of obsolescence. Discussions also centered around what it means to be a power user in 2026, and a developer venting about switching their main model 4 times since March, bouncing between Claude, Codex, and Cursor Composer, only to realize that every honeymoon phase wears off after a few weeks, costing valuable days in workflow rewrites. In our /cursor, users are tackling security prompts and industry news. One alarm was raised over a mysterious permission request on Mac that freezes systems if denied, with commenters suggesting it stems from recursive directory searches. Anxiety also rippled through the community following the $60 billion SpaceX acquisition, with users worrying whether Cursor might fall under the Grok ecosystem or face policy restrictions, though pragmatists noted that extreme market competition makes switching effortless if quality dips. In hardware and subscription budgeting, users weighed up the best AI setup for under $100 or 20 euros, heavily praising hybrid workflows pairing Cursor Pro with Gemini Flash or DeepSeek models. Lastly, a user investigated whether Grok 4.6 watermarks generated text like Anthropic's new invisible statistical methods, with community consensus indicating xAI is not a signatory to transparency codes and does not currently embed active tracking keys. Finally, in r/cline, developers are navigating quota adjustments and stability quirks. A user posted about considering switching to CLINEPASS due to OpenCode Go quota nerfs while primarily leveraging DeepSeek Flash, with commenters noting that parallel tools like CommandCode are facing similar shifts. Another technical thread highlighted a recurring bug where CLINE and QIN 3.827b stall on final QA tests, silently dying right as they attempt to execute application test suites.